Now it is this time on a Friday morning. I was nearly going to say Saturday morning because I'm looking forward to the weekend that we catch up with John Dooley, the editor from the Mildura Weekly. It's just not the same if we don't finish off the week with John Dooley. John, good morning to you.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
I am good. Yourself?
Yeah, well, thanks.
Friday, that's probably why we're so good. Look, some shocking news this week from Council, Cindy Power.
Yeah, look, it was an announcement that came out of left field and caught everyone unawares and was quite a bombshell, really, on Monday night when she announced on her Facebook page that she was going to be leaving Council, effective immediately. And she said in posting that that no position is worth your mental health, and some may say I've let the bullies win, but I'm choosing my health and sanity. I don't know what that reference is in regard to. But, yeah, look, a great shame because she was she was deputy mayor, but she was an outstanding councillor. And she came to council really with a platform of wanting to look after women's issues and health and children. And that was something very close to her heart. And she was a professional in that field as well, particularly to do with birthing and so on. And look, she said it was an absolute honour to and privilege to serve the community, and she remains a proud member of the Mildura community. Mayor Liam Wood paid tribute to Cindy's service over the last 17 months, saying, you know, her efforts were tireless, and she'd been a great representative of the community. It was with great regret that he had to announce that she was leaving as well. So Ali Cupper also paid a nice tribute to Cindy, saying that, you know, it was very sad news. And one of the things that Ali loved about Cindy was that she brought something different and quite special to council.
Yes.
You know, she said she wasn't a politician. And Cindy had said this to her, I'm not a political animal, but I am absolutely dedicated to the community and particularly the cause of women and children. And as Ali said, there aren't too many politicians who lead on that issue when they go into politics. So, yeah, look, she'll be missed, pardon me, and we wish her well. And as Ali also said, she has no doubt that Cindy will make a great contribution ongoing in the community in other areas.
In other ways, yeah, of course, so true, yeah. So true, John. Yeah, it was a shock, and we do wish her well. Look, on politics, and this is a bit of a sideways movement, but the United Party has got a candidate here locally. Well, close enough to locally.
So Swan Hill Councillor Stuart King has put his hat in the ring for the Clive Palmer's United Australia Party, standing for the seat of Mallee. And, of course, he'll be hoping to unseat the sitting member, Anne Webster. There are two other independents standing so far. I'm sure there'll be some other candidates emerge as well before the election, but that's not too far away. I suspect being called any day once the budget's handed down next week. So we'll keep our ear out for that. But no, look, Mr. King has said that he feels that people are frustrated with politics and are looking for an alternative. He believes that the Palmer-backed United Australia Party is that party who can do it. And he said that the main motivations for this were that he believes our freedoms have been stripped away as a nation and the democratic process has not been followed. So, look, we'll see where all that goes. You're going to be absolutely bombarded with United Australia Party television commercials, radio commercials and press ads. So and there are billboards around Mildura already. So Mr. King got a bit of a job ahead of him, I suspect, but they will certainly throw the cat amongst the pigeons, the Palmer Party.
I like that you said that he was looking for an alternative to politics. It's just an alternative politics.
I think we all get frustrated with politics and some of the antics that go on, and we've seen that in the Victorian sector this week.
Look, I was going to say watch this space, but watch all sorts of spaces if history has got anything to do with what the United Party's going to be doing over the next weeks. Look, visiting hours back at the base, which is great news.
Yes, and as 1467 have been reporting, the Mildura Base Hospital has announced visiting hours have returned. I'll say to normal, but there are some restrictions attached to that, and people can find out about that. But basically from 10 o'clock today, the visiting hours will be open again till 6 p.m. So emergency department, labour and birth wards, the maternity wards, ICU and outpatients and so on. You know, basically these people who are patients can have visitors. I won't go into the details of the numbers and so on. Importantly, everyone must wear a mask inside the hospital, regardless of their vaccination status. Good news there, because it's been really 2 years since COVID interrupted.
It is great news. It is great news. Look, John, just quickly, where can we get the weekly? Because it's out there absolutely everywhere, isn't
it? More than 20,000 copies delivered to homes throughout Sunraysia in selected outlets. And, of course, it also has our glossy real estate guide lift out, so don't miss it.
Oh, lovely. John, we'll talk next week.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you. That's John Dooley, the editor of Mildura Weekly.